to adopt Tevzayin Nomer Aleph. Mishnah says on top, Pigel b'koinets v'loy b'lovoyna. If the Kohen had a machshev as Pigel, b'shas he was doing the Kemitza, b'shas he was taking the hands for the Kemitza, he had a man, let's say, Tid, Kezayis, or Tid, the Shirayin of the Mincha tomorrow, but v'loy b'lovoyna, he did not have this machshev, b'shas he was burning the Lovoyna of the Mincha. And we know by regular Mincha that has Lovoyna, there are two matirim to the Shirayim. You could only eat the Shirayim after you burn both the Kemitza and the Lovoyna. So what's going to be if he had only Pigel, Machshavas Pigel, B'shas the Koimitz, not B'shas the Lovoyna, or else the opposite way? Ba'Lovoyna V'loy Ba'Koimitz. You only had a Machshavas Pigel, B'shas you were burning the Lovoyna, you had a mind to the Gezayis of the Shirayim tomorrow, but not B'shas you were burning the Kemitza. So Rabbi Meir Amar, Rabbi Meir Shitter is Pigel, V'chayavim Olav Koris, yes, as Chal Pigel in this Mincha, even though you only had the Machshava B'shas the Chatzi Matir, still as Chal Pigel. The Chum say no, ain't by chorus. Ah, Chiefagel as Kolamatir. The Chum say no, there's no Chief chorus. Until you have a Machshavas Pigel, the Kolamatir is both Bishas, the burning of the Kemitza and the burning of Lovoino. You have to have a Moin Tea tomorrow from the Shirayim, at least the Kazayas. However, Moidim Chachom and Rabbi Meir, that the Chum agreed to Rabbi Meir, that the Minchas Chaita, the Minchas Kenois, a mincha that a chayta brings, since this mincha has no levoina, the same thing a mincha that a chayta brings has no levoina to it. Therefore, the Chacham agreed shem pigel ba kaimitz, that b'shas the kain is burning the kmitza he has in mind, teeth from the shrine tomorrow, shu pigel, and therefore b'chayav malav koros, which the chorus chita, since there's only one matir for this mincha, so if you have in mind b'shas this matir, it's chal pigel. And like it says, sheha kaimitz hu a matir. Because this mincha only has one matir, just the kaimitz. Now the same type of machlokes is shochat echad min hakvosim lechosh techalos lemachor. That on Shavuos also we know there are two matirim to the shtei lechem. You have to shech the both kvosim. If you shech the two kvosim, that's what's matir you teach the shtei lechem. So what's going to be hikter echad min habazichim? So let's say he shechted one of the kvosim, amnas teeth from the shtei lechem tomorrow. So he only had the machshava b'shas one matir, and the same thing also hikter echem min habazichem lechol shnei star lemachor. By the lechem upon him every Shabbos, there are also two matirim. He has to burn both bezichim. So let's say b'shas the kain was burning one of the bezichim, he had a moin teeth from the lechem upon him tomorrow. So he had a machshavas pigel b'shas one matir. So again, it's the same machlekes. Rabbi Meir Weimer, Pigel B'chayav Malav Koros, yes, it's called Pigel B'chayav Koros. The Chum say no, and Pigel Ashiyafaglas Kolamatir. When the Chum, it's not called Pigel until you have the Machshavas Pigel join the whole Matir. B'shas Yeshech, both Kvosim, and B'shas Yeburn, both Bezichim. What's going to be Shochad Echem in HaKvosim Lechem Imenu Lemochor? Let's say Yeshech did one of the Kvosim, and you had a mind teach from it its own Bosa tomorrow, then who Pigel? This keves is pigel, you had a machshavas pigel on it. But the chadera kosher, the second keves, that's kosher. This pigel does not come on the second carbon. What's going to be v'shas yeshecht one of the kvosim? You have in mind lechol mechaveru lemachor, you have in mind teeth from the meat of the other keves tomorrow. Not that you have in mind teeth from this carbon itself tomorrow, but you have in mind v'shas this shrita, teeth from the other carbon tomorrow, even though the other one is also a keves, lekovet shavuos. Still, the locher is shneim ksherim. They're both kosher. It's not chal machshavas pigel. Machshavas pigel is only b'shashi being oisik in the matir of this carbon. You have to think teeth from this carbon. But b'shashi being oisik in this carbon, you think teeth the other carbon. It's not chal pigel. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav learns that machlekes. Where is the machlekes in the mishnah between Rabbeinu Chachamim? Shenos enes hakoymitz b'shtiko v'yes halavoyne v'machshava. Is the first one that you burn. Shenos nes hakoymitz means when the kohen was burning the kemitza, he did a b'shtika, didn't have a machshavas pigel. And then when he went to burn secondly the levoina, then he had a machshavas pigel. So that's called yimechashev and a chatzi matir. That's the machlokes Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. Avonosan hakoymitz machshava. But let's say the first one that he went to burn, when the kohen went to burn the kemitza, if he was burning it with a machshava, teeth from the shrine tomorrow, and then the second burning of the Lavoina that he did quietly without a machshava. Here Rav holds, Divrei HaKoil Pigel. Even the Chumim agree that it would be Chal Pigel.
Why? What's the reason? L'chur, you only had a machshava b'shas the first matir, not the second one. So the answer is, Rav holds the svarim, shekol oisa aldas rishon hu oisa. The kohen, when he burns the levoina, he does it on the same das that he burns the kmitza. Even though he did not speak out anything, b'shas, the levoina, that's called kol oisa aldas rishon hu oisa. Since he already spoke out and had the machshava speaker b'shas the burning of the kmitza, it's automatically understood as if he's having the same machshava b'shas the burning of the levoina. Therefore, it's not considered a chatzin matir, but it's considered like he had the machshava b'shas the whole matir. Now, Shmuel says no. Adayin hu machloikis. Shmuel Agas Rama says no. The machloikis is even when the machshava was b'shas the first burning and not b'shas the second one. You do not say koloisa adas v'shein uvoisa. It's machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Tzumar says Yosef Rav was sitting down. Okom olol shmaitato. He be saying over this halacha. Saying over the loch of Rav. So on this, Eisve Rav Acha bar Rafun el Rava. Rav Acha bar Rafun asked the question to Rava. Because it says in the Tesefta like this, B'med v'rmamurim, the what? Rashi says, the machsheves avoides hakoimitz, mefago. When do we say, if you have a machsheves of pigo b'shas kemitza, that it makes pigo, b'med v'rmamurim b'kemitza. When you have this machsheves b'shas the kohen is doing the avoid of kemitza, when he's first taking the handful from the mincha, or else of a matan kli, when he's doing the second avoida of putting the kmitza into a kli, or else of a hilach, when he's walking with the kli towards the mizbeach. During these three avoidas, he could have a machshavas pigel. Abobola lahaktara, but if he has it, b'shas, he's doing the mice of burning it, then it depends. So it says here, nosa nes hakoimis b'shtika. If he was burning the kmitza b'shtika, if he only had a machshavas pigo b'shas burning of the levoina, but not b'shas burning of the kmitza, or else the opposite way, as hakoymitz b'machshava, when first he went to burn the kmitza, the kohen had a mind to eat from the shrine tomorrow, but v'yes halavoina b'shtika, but he did the second burning of the levoina b'shtika without a machshava tomorrow. So here is the machlekes still that Rabbi Meir oymet pigo. Since you had a machshava b'shas achatzi mati, that's Rabbi Meir shita tzchal pigul, and therefore b'chayav malav koros. However, it says clearly here in this Tosefta, v'chachamim oymer, the chachamim say though, ain't by koros, no, there's no chiyav koros over here. At shiyafaga b'chol hamatir, until the kohen has the machshava's pigul during the whole matir. Not only b'shas, the burning of the levoin or the kenitza, you have to have it during both of them. But Akoponim Kitoni Miu, it says clearly in this Tosefta that Nosen as a Kemitza Machshava, even though the Kohen, when he did the first burning of the Kemitza, when he was burning the Kemitza, he had a mind of Machshavas Pigel, teeth from the Shrayim tomorrow, and then Bias Halavoina, the second burning, Vishtiko, that's this case here, and still a Pligi, it says clearly, the Chomim say it's not Pigel, Zahur Saraya to Shmuel, Akashan Rav, you do not say Koloisa, Das Rishayna, Hu Oisa. So the Gemara answers no, the way Rav would learn here, Eima said like this rather, Ukfar nosa nesa levoina b'shtika, mi koro. That the case is that no, that first the kohen burnt the levoina first b'shtika, without a machshavas pigel. And then b'shas burning the kmitza, then he had a machshavas pigel. So that's why the Chum say, it's not pigel, because it's only called the chati matir. You do not have here a das rishrenom, because the first das was b'shtika. Samar says no, state shuvas b'dov. I have two questions on this. This can't be a good answer for this Tosefta. Chodo, one is the Hainu Kamaisa. It says clearly both cases. That's the first case. That first he burnt one b'shtikam, and then the second one was Machshavas Pigel. And the second case is that the first burning was with the Machshavas Pigel. So you can't tell me they're both talking about the same case, Hainu Kamaisa. The Yoit, secondly, Hotani, it says clearly, Achakach, it says clearly, after he burnt the Kemitza with the Machshavas Pigel, then he burnt the Lovoina Bishtika. So Chriso, it's the clear Kash on Rav. So Murray says, no, Tirguma Rav Chanina, the Beis Deus. Rav Chanina answered this Tosefta, according to Rav, he's talking about Beis Deus means two different kind of Madun Viavoida. One coin is burning the Kemitza, and one is burning the Lovoina. Agrashi says, the Echod Hikta Kremitz Machshava, Viachaka Hikta Chadeiroi, a second kohen went to burn the levoina b'shtika. So the other rabbanim argue, because here we cannot say the second kohen is doing an adas rishayna. You only say that by the same person. But by two different people, Avadi, we do not say, since the first one had a machshavas pigol, the second one also has a machshavas pigol. Therefore, it's a machloikas achomim in Rabbi Meir. But kolponim, it could be this asef, there's not a kash on Rav. So what it says now, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. The medra amurim is also the asef in Zvachim. It says like this, the medra amurim, the domim hanitonim amazbech achitzoin, by regular korban, where the dam goes on mazbech achitzoin, there, the likuva, it's enough to have one zrika. If you make one zrika, but the evid, you have your kapara. So if you have a machshavas pigle, but shas one zrika, that can make pigle. Mashen kain, but by the Purim HaNesrofim, the dam that has to be put upon the Mizbech HaPnimi, Kegoin, where's the case? Either the Mem Gimel Shem HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur you have 43 Zrikis or Hazois that have been done inside the Hechol. Rashi explains it means Ches Hazois the Par, that's done by Nabadim, one atop, seven Abadim, then you have eight for the Soyer, that's 16, and then Knegadis and Hechol, they do also the same thing, that's 32, then you have four on the Kronos, that's 36, and then seven atop of the Mizbeach, that's a 43. So you have 43 Zrikas that have been done on Yom Kippur. The Yachas HaSara Shapar Kohen Meshuach, when the Kohen Gadol does the Chet, and he has to bring the Korban, also Chet HaSapnim, there are 11 Hazois, seven on the Preichis, and four on the four corners. And the same thing, when the old Tzibur does the Chet, they listen to the Sanhedrin, the Psak, the Bezna Godel, the Shegeg. So they have to bring a special Par Helam Dover. So when that Par is brought, it's also, there are 11 Zrikis, 7 done on the Preichis, and 4 on the Kronos. So here, every single Zrik is Likuva. So therefore here it says, what's going to be Pigol, Bein B'Rishoyne, Bein B'Shniyah, Bein B'Shlishis? The Kohen had in mind the Machshavas Pigol, the Shastri was doing the Zrika of the first three Zrikas, but not the fourth one. He did not have in mind the Shastri, the fourth one. Rashi says it means, B'Rishoyne means Bein Habadim, or else B'Shniyah means Alaproiches. B'Gimel Zechazov, better, Rashi says. Bein B'Rishoyne, Bein B'Shniyah, Bein B'Shlishis means Alakulim Kippur, the three different sets of the Zrikas. He had a machshavas pigul during one of these sets. Either he had at Bishas the Zrikas of Bein Abadim, or else on the Preichis, or else on Zmei Chazov. So Rabbi Meir Oyma pigul b'chayav malav koros. It's chal pigul. Even though it's only one of the matirim, for this korban you have to have all sets, all three sets of Zrikas, and you only had the machshavas Bishas one set of the Zrikas. That's Rabbi Meir Shito, that you have a machshavas pigul to be chal pigul even during a chatzim matir. However, the Chomer say, ain't by chorus, no, it's not Chal Pigol. It's not Chal Pigol upon this Korbin. Until you have the Machshavas Pigol keep from the Bosa tomorrow, or to burn from the Korbin tomorrow, during all three sets of the Zrikas. That's what the Sefta. Now, Ketonimius, what does it say over here? That Pigol, that it's Chal Pigol, Bein B'Rishoyna, Bein B'Shniya, Bein B'Shlishis. Mashma, the Kohen had the Machshavas Pigul B'Shas, he was doing the first set of Zrikis, Hazois Bein Abadim. Even though he did not have this Machshavas during the second and the third, so Remeya holds it's Chal Pigul, but the Chom say no, it's not Chal Pigul. Or Pligi, and it's a Machlokes, the Chom Magyu. So according to Kashan Rav, according to you Rav, that you say Kol Oisa, Adas Rishayna Oisa, so why isn't the Pigul? The Chur, the first Hazois, Wadom, or Machshavas Pigul, it should be Chal Pigul. So it says, V'chite, maybe you'll tell me, Ho'chinam, you'll hear also, B'shtei Deus, that maybe we're talking about the two different Kehanim, were doing the Avodas here. So the first Kohen made this Hazois Bein Habadim, with the Machshavas Pigul. Then the second Kohen, he did the Machshavah, on the Preichis, so there, he did the second Tzrikas, on the Preichis, therefore we don't say his Das, goes there to the first Kohen. For the Chur Tzikash, here we're talking about on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we know you need a Kohen Gadol. So there's only one Kohen Gadol. Elamai, what could be? That maybe the first Kohen Gadol became possible in between. And we appoint the second Kohen Gadol to finish off the Avodis. So we said that's a machlokes in Yuma. Honicha, this is good, the man diyama, bepar, viafilo, bedomishapar. The Venachanami, that you could have one Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, bringing the first Avodis, and then he becomes possible. We'll have a second Kohen finishing it off. Then it's good, you could have such a case, b'shtei deus. And Rashi says, this man Yom holds a filo b'domish par means shim shochat to a rishon. They shechted the first par with the first Kohen Gadol. If you run by psul and a psul happened to that kohen gadol, is yovei aron b'domai el hakodesh v'yitzorach lahavi l'shachtei parachal v'day have you must look with these days. But the Gemara says el laman the yoma pepar v'loy b'domai shapar. This can be that if you run by psul, you have to start all over again, do that korban over again. So it comes out there's only one kohen gadol that's doing all three hazoyis here. If so, since it says clearly in the Braita Tosefta here, that when the Kohen Gadol started to make the first Hazoyis, the Bein Habadim, he had in mind the Machsheves Pigel. And then during the second Hazoyis, so on the Perchis, he did not have in mind, so it's not called Pigel Kohen Tachomim. So you see, clearly not like Rav, you did not say Adas Rishon Oysa. So Michael Amen, what could Rav say here? So my Rava wants to answer and says, Hocha b'mayas kin rikogoyin shepigo b'rishoyno v'shosak p'shniyo ol pigo b'shlishis. I tell you, here was a special case. Here's true, it's the same kohen gadol, but b'shas he was doing the azoyis of Bein Abadim, he had a mind with a machshavas pigo. B'shas he was doing the azoyis on the proiches, the second one, he did not have a mind pigo. B'shas he was doing the third zrikas on the mizbeach apnim, he had a, again in mind pigo. So here's new svara there, meaning I say like this. That if you would think to say that this kohen gadol was koloi sadas rishon uvoisom, that whatever he does after the first machshava is like continuing with that first machshava. So since he started the first hazoyas with machshava's pigul, it's like the rope being done with pigul. If so, mehede pigule b'shlishes lamali. How come he had to think again b'shas the third set of making the zrikas on the mizbeach apnim? How come again he had to think with the machshava's pigul, like the churi had the first machshava? Elamai, this kohen for sure is telling us that he does not have a mind in between. And then he changes his mind again to have a machshavas pigul. So that's why in this case, the Chum argued to say it's not chal pigul, because obviously this kohen gadol did not have a mind of machshavas pigul during all three sets of the hazoyis of the zrikis. Because if he would have had a mind all along, he shouldn't have had to repeat himself on the third set. He did it the first one. The second one was also Adas Rishayna, so Pshita, the third one is also Adas Rishayna. How come here he had to speak out or think during the third set to have a Machshavas Pigul? So it proves in this special case, the Kohen did not have in mind in between to do a Machshavas Pigul. That's why here the Chachamim argue. But in a normal case, Havad the Rav holds, we say, Koloisa Adas Rishayna, who I say? Smur says no. Maskil lo Ravashi, Ravashi has the question, Midi Shosti Ketoni. Does it say here that he kept quiet in between? It doesn't say it. It just said he had a machshavas pigul, the first one, that's all. It doesn't talk about the lady he was shosak. So chutz mashma that even though he only had a machshavas pigul during the first sets of the avoida, the hazois, and the next two he did not have the machshava, still the chum akiu. So again, it's not mashma like Rav. So Mor says, El Omer Ravashi, Ravashi answered like this, Hocha b'may askin, you know what we're talking about over here? That this kohen gadol had a mind b'shas the first set and the second set, and then over shlishis, so according to Rashi, the gisha should be v'shasak b'shlishis. On the third set, he kept quiet. The Arminim would say like this: that isagadaita koloisa das rishayna oisa mehedeb kula b'shniya lomeli. How come even the second set he had to speak out tigel, like we did the first set of Azoyis Ben Habadim, he had a mind tigel. So we did the second set, the Chura should have kept quiet. How come he had to speak out Tigul? Elamai, this kohen gadol is showing us that he only means Tigul when he says it. So therefore, he only said it during the first two Hazois, but not during the third one. So since the third one he kept quiet, here we do not say Adas Rishayin Oysa, and therefore it's good, well, even according to Rav, the Chama would say it's not Chal Tigul, because they hold Tigul is only when you do it.